and vocational training in hospital care and food production, perfect for hands-on learners. Our campuses include the Copperbelt Campus, Makeni Campus, and Lusaka City Campus. Apply today and transform your life through education that serves the community. For inquiries, contact admission@cresouniversity.edu.zm or call +26097796562 or +26097690681. Cresou University, meeting the educational needs of today.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Present the main news on One Love Radio. My name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Minister of Water Development concerned over slow pace and quality of works on construction of state-of-the-art regional water quality laboratory. SCCRS and charges accountant at the ZAMCOM for abuse of authority of office. In international news, Sudan recalls ambassador to Ethiopia amid its rising tension. And in sports, Mwamba successfully attends all provincial AGMs. And now the news in detail. The Anti-Corruption Commission, SEC, has arrested and charged Charles Mwanga, an accountant of the Zambia Institute of Mass Communication, ZAMCOM, for abuse of authority of office in relation to salary increments and promotions involving 3 million kwacha. Charles Mwanga, 56, of plot number 2328/7/M, Silveris Chongwe, has been charged with three counts of abuse of authority of office. It is alleged that between 1st January 2018 and 31st December 2018, in Lusaka District, Charles Mwanga, being a public officer serving as acting executive director at ZAMCOM, abused his authority by awarding himself a 30% salary increment without board approval. During the same period, he also allegedly abused his authority by promoting a staff member without regard to ZAMCOM conditions of service and without the board approval. Further, it is alleged that Charles Mwanga abused his authority by increasing the salaries of five employees beyond the 9% approved by the board. The illegal salary increments and promotions resulted in a loss of government revenue amounting to 3,561,011 kwacha. The suspect has since been released on bond and will appear before court soon. The Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, has expressed concern over the slow pace and quality of works on the construction of a state-of-the-art regional water quality laboratory, describing the project as a key investment in strengthening water resource management and climate resilience in Zambia. The facility, being implemented with support from the United Nations Development Programme and financed under the Green Climate Fund at a cost of about 32 million kwacha, is expected to significantly improve water quality monitoring. The project is being executed through the Water Resources Management Authority, WAMA, with a local contractor, Avena Soleil, engaged to carry out the construction works. The minister says he's very disappointed that the project on site is clearly below 50% and not 75% as being portrayed. The minister has since directed the permanent secretary to institute an audit to establish the actual works completed against funds dispersed, while also urging the contractor to improve performance and adhere to quality standards.
Just been looking at what has been submitted in detail. When you look at the milestones made on site, this is not true. So I take great exception to those preparing reports and speeches for me. I've decided to take this speech away because there are lies in there. Directly checking my PF here, yet some of the engineers from there to come and do an audit here. I need to check how much work has been done and how much money has been paid. I need to ensure that the quality is also maintained. This is a construction site. I don't know who has a feeling that there's construction going on. Contractor, I take great exception to lying right in during the day. There are not enough construction materials here. This place is not roofed. And yet we've only got 4 to 5 months before we commission this project. Clearly, this project is under 50%.
Meanwhile, WAMA Director General Misozi Ngulube Lumpa underscored the importance of the facility in strengthening the country's capacity to generate reliable water quality data.
We also want to thank the Ministry of Agriculture for their support in this process and our all-weather partners, United Nations Development Programme, for the support toward this national investment. The lab is being conducted under the FLARA project, which is designed to enhance climate resilience, improve agriculture productivity, and strengthen water resource management systems in the country. Honorable Minister, once completed, this laboratory will enhance our ability to generate reliable and accurate water quality data, which is essential for decision making.
Site engineer Jeff Nahan under Aventale maintained that works are progressing steadily, noting that major constructional components are complete, with roofing and finishing works underway.
Major headaches of the structural work, I think, are done, except with the roofing. So all structured, all the material for the roofing, the steel work, which we saw on top, and also on the ground there, being facilitated, and it's already underway. In fact, the fabrication of the trusses is already underway, as we can see one down there. So our target is actually by the end of this month, we should have the roof in place, and I think we are on course already on that, because all the material for the roofing is here on site.
The Commuter Rights Association has raised concern over the lifting of the night travel ban for public service vehicles, linking the move to an increase in road traffic accidents. Speaking when he featured on the Neighbourhood Radio program on One Love Radio, Association President Aaron Kamuti says more accidents have been recorded following the lifting of the statutory instrument SI number 76 of 2016. He says public service drivers have taken advantage of the move by overloading their vehicles and operating beyond permitted distances for smaller vehicles.
There are a number of factors which made the SI to be working. We looked at accidents happening during the day and the night. You know, everyone of us, we drive. If you look at some of us, visibility in the night, and we waste our roads are lacking road markings.
Yeah.
We don't have road markings, we don't have road signage, where one will tell you that you need to do this speed. If it's 60 kilometers per hour or such a speed, it's not there. Even when you are driving on this road for the first time, you can't tell that you are moving on another lane.
Yeah.
So you need to be careful, you know. Even the detours by the people who are working on this road, it's not there.
Yeah.
So people are just using initiative to move away from the road. Now, during the night, what will be happening?
Some taxi drivers have called on the Kasama Town Council to consider installations of new solar traffic lights to reduce on accidents. This follows the recent commissioning of the installation of solar street lights by Kasama Mayor Bywell Symposia. The drivers say the solar initiative must be extended to traffic lights in the central business district of Kasama, as there are many risks that arise on the road when the traffic lights are off. One of the drivers, May Bin Mutale, has told One Love Radio News that the traffic lights are not working properly.
Pero like kasama na yale kula so ngairupo ya masola ama robotsi chawa mapuka even na ngumara itina ya chire bomba wino robot even na ngona ina marobotsi alipo na ina marobotsi in Thailand nga wino even ule fumina ku shop light ka green line karaka kulanga tule ya ku light inside takaranga so kusasa nga fena chaka so bara mtire fe mabize date tafire na hivyo mbafina wino kumbesha wama wapangila kufina haina ya masola.
We took a break, so stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all the Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course.
course, to artisanal and small scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net.